Support for Where You Eat with Ian McNulty comes from the Sazerac House, featuring tours, tasting, and traditions, located at the corner of Canal and Magazine. The Sazerac House is dedicated to celebrating New Orleans culture and everything that inspires it. More information at sazerachouse.com.
It's one of those cliches that just happens to ring true. When New Orleans people get together for a meal, very often we're talking about the last restaurant we visited and the next one on our lists. But then, suddenly, all restaurants were closed. The first coronavirus shutdown orders in 2020 were sweeping. The city's never-ending restaurant conversation changed to which would come back and which would make it. Thankfully, the answer has been most of them, at least so far. But their road back has been long and winding, and it's far from over. It feels great to get back to our favorite places and to again explore new restaurants, or the ones new to us. But we have to remember how they got here and what the people who make them tick have gone through even to get to this point. In other words, New Orleans restaurants are still not back to normal, even if things are feeling more normal in other parts of our own lives. Building back is gradual. Along the way, there are ample reminders of why it's worth it. These are, after all, the places we're now returning to celebrate and to seek comfort, to reconnect and refresh, to learn and experience. That describes so much of what we wanted and needed and missed when the pandemic kept us apart. To revisit restaurants again, to see them in action in this community, is a reminder that our restaurants together comprise not just a business sector, but a culture that connects us to this place, its stories, our roles in them, and what comes next. In normal times, we proudly proclaim this is one of the things that makes us New Orleanians. And it's why, at the table, we talk about what we just had and where we're headed next. Today, whatever that answer is, we should head there with some new appreciation, plenty of empathy, a generous view to tipping, and gratitude that they're back. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty. I know darn well.